Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. Nice to be with you on a Football Friday live out in Katy at Little Woodrow's. We are here, the Triple Threat, just 10 days away from Christmas time. And we are here. We've got 3 weeks left in the NFL season. We've got a lot of stuff to dig into. It's nice to be with all of you. I am Sean Pendergast. That's Rich Lord.
All right, out with it. How was the Star Wars movie last night?
Well, let me introduce Ted real quick, Rich. Sure. That's Ted Johnson right over there.
Oh, I finally got my health benefits taken care of today.
Oh, did you? Did you get signed up?
On the wire,
yeah,
man. That's
deadline
what I was doing
today,
right before we got on.
Yeah,
deadline was
How
today.
Was that for an RPT?
Oh, gosh. It took me all day to get this thing done.
Ted, your thoughts on hospital indemnity coverage?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just went through that with this lady, and I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
You have to explain that to me.
Me
did
too.
You get more money.
Oh, gosh.
If you go to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. So thank God that's over with.
For those
that's
who don't know, today was our the final day to have open enrollment at Entercom.
Yes.
Our new parent company
As
for
As of January 1st, we will be ex-CBS employees.
That's right. That's right. So so we were all concerned about Ted that he would go benefitless in 2018.
Because I've done that before because of
yes.
my shenanigans in the past.
Because, exactly. So it wasn't one of these things where we were picking on Ted. And we were just hearkening back to history.
That's exactly right. Yeah. No, I am the worst. Sean references them as RPTs, regular people things.
Yeah.
Just little things that people do without even thinking about it, whether it's renewing their license, updating their inspection sticker, paying their bills, having all their health updated and current. Those are things that slip through the cracks in my life all the time.
Yeah.
Sitting at the shop while they do routine preventive maintenance on your vehicle.
Yeah. You have no idea what it's like to be a human being for the last 48
yes,
years.
Yes, yes. So I know I drive people crazy, and especially my dad sometimes, but it's a blind spot for me, man. It is. So it finally got done today. But we went,
it's good to have you in the world
of
recovery.
Did you have the help of a helpful benefits counselor?
She was very nice. Yes. Say you. So you just went through this whole process yourself.
I had
you know all the lingo
of a helpful benefits counselor. Also,
yes.
Believe
Jenny?
Me, Ted, I'm not that far ahead.
Okay. Gotcha. Anyway, so that's good. And then, of course, Sean, I got to see Star Wars
last night,
which was a lot of fun.
To answer your question, Rich, it was great.
How many are out now? Seven.
This is eight. Well,
eight
plus Rogue One last year, so really nine.
All right, nine. Standalone, where does it rank in the nine?
Upper half for me. Upper half.
I think you liked it a little bit more than I did, Sean, last night.
Yeah.
I was really, really the my favorite part of the movie was really the
Don't give anything away.
No. It was the special effects.
Oh,
It was I'm a big fan of just like looking like at the spaceships and the scenery and the backdrop. I love space and I just visually, cinematographically, it was, I thought, really cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
So how long is that spoiler alert in place for you?
Till next week.
Next week?
Yeah, I'm going to give people the weekend to watch the movie.
Yeah,
it's not like Game of Thrones where you DVR it and you go home and watch it the next day.
So
like
you won't answer if I ask you if they brought Han Solo back.
Well, people know who saw the previous movie.
He's already out.
He's
done.
In the previous
seven.
Movie?
Yeah,
yes.
So that would you're telling me that would prevent them from ever bringing him back?
You're right. Because they did bring one.
I understand how they were.
Yeah, they brought.
I understand that much. Anything's possible.
Well, he's not a Jedi, so.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
they can't,
right.
They
yeah.
can't bring him
he has
back.
A low midichlorian count, Rich. Dummy. You big idiot.
There were moments in the movie where it was they had you on the edge of your seat going, okay, where are they going to go with this?
Yeah.
What direction are they go? And then when they declared, there was just this roar of people, I told you!
You know,
like the nerds were out in full force last night.
There was one particular thing, I won't say what it was, but as Ted and I were leaving the theater, I started complaining about it, and then I said, I can't believe I'm complaining this much about fictional characters.
Yes.
And that's kind of where I am with the movie, Ted, is that I...
But we invested. I mean, these movies have been out since the late 70s.
They have. And so I left the theater, as you know, thinking, wow, that was awesome. And more to be just to be clear, I'm kind of with you in, like, more awesome visually. Yeah. Like, it was a great, like, visual experience and a journey. But I started reading some of the reviews of the movie, and there's all these people, like, poking little holes in some of just how unfathomable or, like, literally mathematically impossible some of the wrinkles of the storyline are. I'm like, come on, people.
Yeah,
suspend disbelief.
That's
a little
BS,
a little bit.
Yes. I thought there was times, I mean, and I feel like in the last couple movies that Star Wars has done this, is their attempts at humor. It's sometimes I feel like it's false flat.
It's
a little
over
bit.
The top.
It's over the top.
And I know what you're referring to.
A little cheesy.
You're referring to the
being cornball and cheesy in the very first movie.
No, that's Spaceballs. No, you're thinking, that's not Star Wars. That's Spaceballs.
It's not Spaceballs.
It had a little bit of a Spaceballs feel to it.
You're referring to the very first scene when they were made, I won't say which character, but he was talking to one of the enemies over the intercom there, and he was cracking wise. Like, this feels like an episode of Seinfeld.
They did, a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, come on now. So I thought some of the writing, some of the lines, some of the delivery was a little cheesy, and so, overall, I thought it was a good movie.
But Ted, when I say upper half, keep in mind, like, the prequels, episodes 1, 2, and 3,
are horrible.
So just,
horrible.
It doesn't take a lot to crack the upper half.
Good point.
You know what I mean? Like, I liked it better than Return of the Jedi, which is the worst of all of the non-prequel movies.
I would put it above of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's so, you know, we're still trending in the right direction few movies.
No question.
Now, all of that said,
we're in the holiday book, right?
All of that said, I'm about to segue here.
By the way,
there was a
cameo by one of my favorite actors in you. I said something to you after the movie, and you were like, "That's who that was?"
I knew he was famous, but I didn't know. Okay. Like, I'm not familiar with all of his
work. I found it to be like a really kind of shocking role for him because it was just out of nowhere that he would be in a sci-fi movie, and it's in one of the most popular sci-fi movies of all time.
It would have been like Dustin Hoffman showing up in episode 5 back in the day.
Right.
Like Empire Strikes Back, and all of a sudden Tom Cruise. Yeah.
There you go. It had that feel.
I watched Platoon, by the way, last night.
Last night? That's why you're in such a good mood today. Good to have you, buddy. Here's my segue, Rich.
Oh, there we go.
Here's my segue. So on a night where I watched a movie with Wookiees and Porgs and spaceships
and
Death Stars.
Lightsabers
and Jedi and Snoke and everything else.
Come on now.
All of those things balled into one was only the second most unbelievable thing that I saw last night. B-Mac, hit it.
From the shotgun, Osweiler takes the snap, steps up, takes off inside the 10. To the end zone, he dives, touchdown, Brock Osweiler.
Wow. Not what you expect to see from Brock Osweiler. A big run.
An 18-yard touchdown run by Brock Osweiler was easily less believable than anything that we saw in Star Wars episode.
Felt like I was on safari.
You have to suspend disbelief there, Sean.
A galloping giraffe.
Some of those throws, that corner route, that post route he threw to the tight
Brock
end.
Brock had a solid game.
Was a thing
Brock
of beauty.
Brock appears to have a comfort zone with that franchise.
By far,
best football is coming in that uniform.
Yeah, no doubt.
In the greater good, this is a good thing. Because it means we're going to get Brock the last 2 weeks of the season.
And more Brock
Simeon's
audio.
Hurt. Yeah, this is good for us.
I think Simeon's done. Maybe for the season. He's done for the season, I believe.
Simeon, he hurt his shoulder.
So more Brock is good. Man.
Yeah, and so.
Played it, well.
And by the way, B-Mac texts me and Ted last night, and he says, hey, you guys are missing Brock right now. So I get in the car thinking, like, oh, this is even. I just saw a movie that I loved, an epic movie. Now I'm going to get in the car and listen to Brock failing. And I go check the box score on my phone. And he's like 12 of 16 for 195 yards.
Yeah.
Well, that's
he was
what he
succeeding.
Does,
I hate
that's what he does sometimes. You know, he has those moments where you get kind of sucked in a little bit.
Hey, Bortles had a great game last week. Maybe the best of his career. Do we believe in him?
I'm a little nervous.
More so than Brock.
I'm a little nervous.
Not a whole lot more so.
No, just more so.
But Bortles says a lot of his what is he's getting more comfortable with the system. It's a new system, new coaches. So it's taking time. And so I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. If Bortles can play like he did last week, the Jags can make a little run in the playoffs. Man.
No doubt about it. Yeah. I mean, if Nick Foles can avoid mistakes and keep the Eagles train on the right track, they can win playoff games for sure.
What do we think of the, what do they call that, the sky cam, the new angle that they're showing?
I think it is sky cam.
Is that what it is? I kind of like it. Because it really shows, like, almost, you know, perspective from right behind
the
quarterback.
I wish we had more of it in basketball. Yeah. I really do. Yeah. I wish we had more of that kind of angle where you saw the whole floor.
Do you know what it does, Rich? I feel like now you see what the quarterback sees.
Right.
So it's the same vantage point that the quarterback has.
In the same direction as the game.
Yeah. So it shows how accurate the passes are.
Yeah.
It's really, I like that angle.
I think it's more applicable to football because of that, because you're in the pocket. Basketball is a bit more of a fluid game.
But there are corner angles in basketball that they utilize sparingly that are maybe halfway up an arena, maybe at the top of the lower level of the arena in the corner, that give you as best. Because, yes, in the end zone, if you want to call it that, you got the basket. But from a corner view, elevated, I've always thought it gives you a great view of the maneuverings on the court.
Yeah, I only like them on replays, to be honest with you, on basketball. I think sometimes, like, CBS and companies get too cute with their angles in basketball. Stay on the main, like, mid-court feed for the regular flow.
Yeah,
and then
I want to see it shaken up.
Yeah.
I want to see that shaken up. Yeah. I'm tired of that angle.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.